Shalom aleichem abuisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Beis Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 14th topic of Parsha Shoftim, the Seder HaMilchomo, when Klal Yisrael goes out to war. Perek Chof, Posuk Aleph. Ki seitzei laMilchomo al oyevecho, ve'roi iso sus vorechev amara v'mimecho, lo yisiro mehem ki adoino yeloyecho imoch,
when you go out to war against your enemies, and you will see horses and chariots, an army far greater than yours, do not fear them, because Hashem, who took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim, is with you. Says Rashi, ki seitzei lamilchomo. Rashi wants to know how come this topic follows the previous. And with Rashi, there's two connections. Number one, Somech HaKosov Yitzias Milchomo Lekan, Loima Lecho Shein Mechusar Eivel Yoitze LeMilchomo. The last pasuk in the previous topic ended off with, Ein Be'ein, Shein B'Shein, Yod B'Yod, Regel B'Rogel, talking about if Edim Zemimim testified that Levi took out Yehuda's eye, tooth, hand, or foot, so the Edim Zemimim have to pay the money of what Levi would have had to pay Yehuda. But Lamaisa, Levi took out Yehuda's eye, tooth, hand, or foot. That's the Shaychus over here. Yehuda became a Mechusar Eivel. He lost a limb. To teach us that a soldier that's a Mechusar Eivel doesn't go out to war. That's one connection. Dovoracha, a second connection. The previous topic is talking about Bezdin, judging. Leimar lecho, im osiso mishpat tzedek, if you judge properly, atomuvtach, shem teitzel amilchomo, atonitzeach. You're guaranteed that when you go out to war, you will for sure be victorious. David HaMelech attributes his winning over his enemies because he does Mishpat Vatzedek. Al Oyevecho. Rashi's bothered by. Of course, who else do you go out to war? Against people you love? Obviously, they're enemies. And Vat Rashi. Al Oyevecho Yihiyu Beinecho Ke'oivim. You should treat them and see them as enemies. Al terachem aleihem. Don't have any mercy on them, because ki lo yirachamu alecho, they will not have mercy on you. Rashi will elaborate more on this in Posuk Gimel. Sus vorechev. Although the Poshur Pshat seems to be, sus means many horses, and rechev means many chariots. But if taken literally, it means a single horse and a single chariot. When an army comes to you, they're coming with a lot more than a single horse and a single chariot. Says Rashi, Be'einai chashuvim kulom kesus echot. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in my eyes, it's like one horse. V'cheinu oimel ve'kiso es midyon ke'ish echot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Gidoin the Shoifet, knock out midyon like you knock out one person, no big deal. V'cheinu oimel kivo sus paroi, they're also. And the Pasha Pshat means his horses, plural. But taken literally, it means a single horse. That is because, in Hashem's eyes, as many horses as you have are equal to one horse. Am Rav Mimecho, says Rashi, Be'einecho hu Rav. In your eyes, it seems that they're a lot. Avo Be'einai einei Rav. In my eyes, says Hashem, they're not a lot at all. Posuk Beis Ve'hoyo, Ki korov chem el amilchomo, V'nigash ha-kohen v'diber el ha'om. And as you get closer to the war, namely, as you reach the border of your country you're about to leave and exit to war, the Kohen, the special designated Kohen for this purpose, Mashiach Milchama, he was anointed for this purpose, he gives a speech to the army. Says Rashi, Kekorov Chemela Milchama, Somuch Letzeis Chemina Sfar, from the border, Migvul Arzachem. He was anointed for this purpose. Anointed for this for a war. He has to stay it in Loshna Kodesh. Siv Zacham says, we darsh nagzer shove. It says v'diber, and we learn from Moshe. It says Moshe yedaber v'elokim yanane bekoil by Matan Toiro. Just like there is Loshna Kodesh, so too over here. Other Mephoshim learn from its the repetition. V'diber alaom, and the next pasuk says, V'omer aleihem. What's the repetition to tell you Lashon HaKodesh?
Pasuk Gimel v'omar aleihem shema Yisrael atem kreivim ayom lamilchomo al oyveichem al yirach levavchem al tireu v'al tachpezu v'al tarzu mipneihem.
And the Kohen tells the soldiers, listen up, Klal Yisrael, you are coming today to fight a war against your enemies. Your hearts should not soften, you should not be scared, you should not panic, and you should not break in front of them.
Says Rashi, Shema Yisrael, afilu ein bochem zechus elo kriya shma bilvad.
Even if all you have is the fact that you say kriya shma morning and night, kidnaya tem shiyashia eschem, you are worthy enough that Hashem should save you. Al oyeveichem, recognize that you're fighting a war against your enemies.
Rashi now will elaborate what he said before, al oyevecho yihiyu beinecha ko'ivim, says Rashi, sheim tiplu beyodom eino merachamim aleichem.
If you fall captive in their hands, they will have no mercy on you.
Ein ze kimilchemes Yehuda im Yisrael.
This is not like a war between Yehuda and Yisrael.
In Beis Rishon, there was a split. There were two kingdoms. There was Malchus Yehuda in the south and Malchus Yisrael in the north. And there was a terrible, tragic civil war in the days of Pekach ben Remalyo, Melech Yisrael, against Ochoz, Melech Yehuda, both Rishoyim.
It says over there in Sefer Divrei HaYomim that Pekach ben Remalyo's army killed 120,000 Yidden. And many of them were taken into captivity. And even once they were taken into captivity, Shenemar le'alon v'yokumu anoshim asher nikvu b'shem Moshe, over there gives a whole list of tzaddikim, a bunch of names of people that said, we cannot, these are our brothers, we cannot take them and torture them into captivity. V'yachziku b'shidio, they held the captives, v'chol ma'amurim ilbishu, they covered their uncoveredness, min asholol v'yalbishu v'yan ilum, they clothed them and they broke their shoes, v'yachidnum v'yashkum, and they gave them food and they gave them drink, v'yosuchum, they gave them to anoint, v'yena'alu machamurim l'chol koishel, and those who couldn't walk, they put them on donkeys. V'yaviyo m'yericho yatmorim etzel acheyem, and they brought them back home, to Yerichoi, v'yoshuvu shemrin, and they went back to Shemrin.
Says the Kohen to Klal Yisrael, these enemies are not like that Melchama Yehuda Midim Yisrael.
Elo alo yeveichem atem oilkim. You're going against your enemies.
Lefichach, there's no room for compromise.
Lefichach is chazkula melchama.
Strengthen yourself to fight this war with all your might.
Al yeirach levavchem, al tireu, val tachbezu, val tarzu.
Alba az horis, four warnings. Your heart shouldn't soften, don't fear, don't panic, and don't break.
Keneged arba dvorim shemalchei oyev degechovim oisim.
Keneged the four things that the goyish armies do when they come.
Number one, megifim bitriseim kedei la'kishon ze lo ze.
They knock their shields one against another in order to make a lot of noise.
Kedei la'shmi'a koil shiach sheyifchadu.
Eilu shekeneged aveyanusu.
So Klal Yisrael coming towards them should be scared from the noises of the clanking shields, and they should run away. That's one thing they do.
A second thing they do,
they have their horses trample,
they make the horses neigh.
So we should hear the noises of the horses stamping their feet.
This is the third thing that they do. They scream.
And a fourth thing,
they make noise with shofaros and all types of noisemakers, all this in order to scare us.
And keneged all that, says the Kohen, four things.
Number one, al yirach levavchem, your heart shouldn't soften, mitzal asusim, from the neighing of their horses.
Al tiru me'agofas trisim,
don't be scared of their shields clanking one against another.
Val tachpezu, don't panic, mikoil akronois, from their shofaros, their horns that they're blowing.
Val tarzu, don't break, mikoil atzvocha, from their screaming.
Posuk yudeki adonai Eloheichem, ha'eleichim ochem, leilochem lochem, im oyveichem, lo yishia eschem.
A direct continuation from Posuk Gimel.
Don't let your heart soften. Don't be scared. Don't panic and don't break in front of them. Why? Because Hashem, your God, is going with you to fight with your enemies for you and to save you. Says Rashi, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Heim Boim Minitzchoyne Shel Bosov Odom, Ve'atem Boim Minitzchoyne Shel Mokim. Plishtim Bo Minitzchoyne Shel Goliath, who is the boss of Odom, Mehoye Besoifoy, what was the end of him? Nofalim Nofluimoy. He ended up dying and the whole army of Plishtim ended up losing the war. Something tangible that you can feel Hashem going with you, as we saw above in Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud, Posuk Aleph, the Oroin with the Shivrei Luchois, that was the one that went with them to war. Posuk Hei, Vediberu Ashoiterim, El Omer Leimor, Mihoi, Shasher Bono, Vais Chodosh, Veloi Chanochoi, Yelich, Vyoshoiv Leveisoi, Pen Yamud, Vamilchamo,
Although the Pasuk says, it's the officers that are speaking to the nation, to the army, Rashi soon in Pasuk Ches will tell us that it was the Kohen who continued talking, but the Shoitrim were the loudspeakers. The Kohen said it in an undertone, and the Shoitrim said it loudly to the whole army. And what did they say? If there is a man over here that built a new house and didn't yet inaugurate it, he didn't have a chance to live in it yet, he should go home. He's exempt from war because he may die lest he die in the war and someone else will end up living in that house. And so what? Why is that a reason to exempt him from war? Says Rashi, V'loi chanochoi loi doroboi. Chinuch literally means loshen haschola, to begin. He didn't begin living there. V'yish achayach nechenu, and therefore v'dovo shel ogmas nefesh huzeh. That's something that's extra tragic. If somebody builds a home and he himself didn't get a chance to start living there, and therefore what? So one of two possibilities. The Chizkuni says, and therefore, being that his mind is on that possibility, he's not pulling his full heart into the war. He's not a good soldier. He may end up being scared and running away and dragging other people with him with his fear. Or possibly, you could say in Rashi, that if such a thing will happen, that's an extra tragedy and causing ogmas nefesh to everyone else around, and we don't want that to happen. Posuk vav umiyoish asher nota kerem veloi chileloi yelech v'yoshev leveisoi pen yamuz b'milchamo v'yishacher yechalelenu.
And if there's a man over here that planted a vineyard and didn't get a chance to get to the fourth year, the first 3 years are ola, it's asur ba'achila, asur ba'ano. The fourth year, it's kerem revai. You have to redeem it onto money and bring it to Yerushalayim. If there is a person here that didn't get to that chileloi, didn't get to the fourth year, he didn't get a chance to enjoy the grapes that he planted, yelech v'yoshel v'eza, he too shall go home, return, because he may die at war and someone else will be mechalalit, get to be mechalal the peiros of the fourth year and enjoy them. And it's the same ogmas nefesh that Rashi described in Posuk Hei. Says Rashi, v'lo yichile lo yiloi pedoi b'shon ha-ravis, to redeem it on the fourth year, sha-peiros te'unim lo'ochlam b'Yerushalayim. Either you got to bring the actual peiros to Yerushalayim, oi lechalalon bedomim v'lechel adom Yerushalayim, or to redeem it onto money and bring the money and buy food items in Yerushalayim. Posuk Zayin umiyoish asher eras isho v'loi lekocho yelech v'yoshev l'veisoi pen yamuz b'milchamo v'yishacher yikocheno. Or if there is a man who did erusin in a woman. We know that the Yiddish marriage has two parts to it. Erusin, otherwise known as kiddushin, and then nisuin. Nowadays we do it all together in one shot. But back in the day it was done in two separate events. There was erusin, areyat mekudeshes li, betabazu, now she's mekudeshes. But then he went home and she went home. And a year later they came together and they did nisuin. So if somebody did that first step, eras isha but veloy lekocho, he didn't do nisuin, he didn't take her into his house yet, he also go back home because he lest he die at war and someone else will take her as a wife. And lechera, what Rashi said in the first pasuk hey, v'dovo shalog mas nefesh huzeh, would also apply to here. Rashi said it in the first pasuk, but it applies in all cases, whether he built a new house, whether he planted a vineyard, whether he was eras isha. And here, Rashi says another drash on penyomus bamilchomo, and lechera, this is going back on all three. and it seems to be going a bit different than the way Rashi learned originally on Dovar Shel Ogmas Nefesh Uzeh. Maybe that was the pshat, and this is a drash. I'm not sure. It says Rashi, Pen Yomus Bamilchomo, Yoshuv Pen Yomus. In these three cases, going in all three, go back home, lest he die, says Rashi, Shem Lo Yishma L'Divrei HaKoyen K'dayu Sheyomus. If he's not going to listen to the Koyen, as we mentioned before, although it says Divrei HaShoytrim, it's really the Koyen giving the instructions, and the Shoytrim are just the loudspeakers to let everyone know. If he doesn't listen to the Koyen, it's K'day, meaning it's worthwhile dying just for that, not listening to the instructions of the Koyen. Posukhet v'yosefu ashoiterim l'daber el ha'om v'omeru mi ho'ish ha'yorei v'rach ha'leivov yelech v'yoshev l'veisoi v'lo yimas ez levav v'chov kilvavoi. So we have three stages in this drosha to the soldiers before they go out to war. Stage number one, starting from Posuk Gimel, Shema Yisrael, and Posuk Gimel and Dalil until Lo Yishia Eschem, that the Koyen Moshuach Milchomo said, and there was another Koyen acting as a loudspeaker to say it over to everyone, so everyone could hear it. The second stage is the three people that go out back from war. The Bono Bayis Chodosh, Notakerem, and Iras Isha, Psukim Hei Vov Zayin. The Koyen said it, and the Shoitrim were the loudspeakers. And Posuk Ches is the Shoiter saying, and you have another Shoiter being a loudspeaker. So the Shoitrim add on to what they said before, namely to what they were loudspeakers before. Now the Shoitrim are saying themselves, and they say, is there anybody over here that is afraid and is soft-hearted? Rashi has two pshatim. What is he afraid of? He's afraid of a war. He can't see people being killed in swords and guns and weapons. It gets him scared, and he's soft-hearted. Or he's afraid of the aveiros that he has. When Klal Yisrael went to Milchoma, only the tzaddikim went to Milchoma. They needed zchuyos. So such a person, Yelev Yoshel Veisoy, also go back home, in order that he should not melt the hearts of his brothers, like his heart is scared and melted. Says Rashi v'yoshu v'ashoitrim, lomon nemar kan v'yosfu. What's v'yosfu? What are they adding on to? Says Rashi, moisifin ze al divrei koyen. She'akoyen medaber umashmiya min shma Yisrael ad lo yishia eschem. That's the first part of the drosha. He was Koyen Medaber Umashmiya. He says it over, and there's another Koyen acting as a loudspeaker, saying it loud. Umiyo Ish, Vesheni Veshlishi, namely the Bais, the Kerem, and the Isho, Koyen Medaber, Veshoitra Mashmiya. Vezeh, this last part of the Drosho, Shoitra Medaber, Veshoitra Mashmiya. Both the original speaker and the loudspeaker are both Shoitrim, the officers. Hayori Veracha Leivov. Machloikes Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva Omer Kemashmoi, take it literally. Sheini Yochoi Lamui Bekishrei HaMilchomo. He can't withstand, he doesn't have the courage to stand at seeing a war. V'liroi Tcherev Shlufa, to see a drawn sword. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, Ayori Me'aviru Shebeyodoi. U'lekach Tolso Lo Yitoiro Lachzer Al Bayis V'Kerem V'Isha. Says Rabbi Yosi, the real reason we have all these people going back from war is for this guy, this Yorei Me'aviru Shebeyodoi. The Bayis Kerem V'Isha, says Rabbi Yosi, on its own, it's not enough of a reason to go back from war. It's only in combination with Lechasoi Zalach Choizrim, to cover up for those going back for this reason. B'shevil Aviru Shebeyodom, Shelo Yavinu Sheim Balei Aviru, we don't want to embarrass them, and they themselves will be embarrassed from returning. Everyone's going to know that they're Balei Aviru. And therefore, we put a bunch of other people together with them. They see a bunch of people going back from war. Nobody knows why each one is leaving. And therefore, he's not embarrassed to go back if he's Yorei Me'aviru Shebeyod. Posuk Tes V'hoyo Kechalois HaShoiterim Nadaber Elohom Ufokedu Sorei Tzevois V'roish Ha'om. And when the Shoitrim finish giving their drosha to the army, they should appoint Soritz Vois, commanders, to lead the army at both heads of the army, in the front and in back, as Rashi will explain. Soritz Vois Shemamidim Zakifin Milifneim Umilachareim. The word Zakifin comes from the word Zoikef Kefufim. We make a bracha in the morning. Hashem helps us stand erect. So zakifin means to help the soldiers that fell get up. We need also in front of the machane and in back. V'chashidim shel barzel b'yedeim. And they have axes of iron or sticks of iron in their hands. V'chol misheroitze lachzoir, if a soldier is trying to go back home, not one of the above mentioned, ha'reshuz b'yode l'kaper ha'shoikov, they have a right to cut or to hit him on his legs. Zakifin b'nei odom oimdim b'kce ha'ma'arocho lizkoiv es ha'noiflim u'lechazko midvorim, also to be mechazek, to help the soldiers that fell, help them stand up on their feet, and mechazek them. Shuvu la milchoma v'lo yitonusu. Go back to the war, don't run away. Shetchilas nefilo niso. The beginning of the downfall, losing a war, is running away. And we need them at both edges, also at the front, also in the back. Anybody that fell, help them get up. Anybody that's running away, make sure he doesn't run away. And now, they are ready for war. Adkan, the 14th topic, the Seder HaMilchoma, when Klal Yisrael goes out to war, how the war starts off. On to the 15th topic, when starting a Melchemes HaRashus, namely conquering land outside Eretz Yisrael, you have to first offer peace to the nation, to the city you're trying to conquer. Posuk Yud ki sikra vel ir leilochim oleho vekoros ha'ileho leshaloim. When you come close to a city, you want to wage war against it, the city outside Eretz Yisrael, first you have to do is call out for peace. Says Rashi, ki sikra vel ir b'melchemes HaRashus hakosu medaber. כמו שמפורש בעניין, as we'll see later on in פסוק תסבוב, כינתס לכל ההורים, הרחוי קויס, ממחו, מאויד, אשר לא ימאורי הגוי מאויד להנה. Any city in Eretz Yisrael, it's מלחמת מצווה, and therefore, there is no din, קרוסו אילה או לשולי. פסוק י' אלה, והיום שלום, תנחו ופסוק הולוך, והיום כל האומנים צבו. And if they answer that they're willing to make peace, and they open up the gates of the city, and they let you in, then the entire nation inside that city will have to pay taxes, and they will be subservient to you. Anybody in there, even if there should be one of the seven nations that were mitzuvah to kill them all out, as we'll soon see, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But if they're outside Eretz Yisrael, atorah shelekayimom, you're allowed to keep them alive. Lomas va'avoducho ad sheikavlu aleihem misim v'shiabud. They have to accept that they're going to pay taxes and be subservient to Klal Yisrael. Posu yud beis im lo yisashlim imo or v'ozeso imecho milchomo. And if they say no thank you, they're not willing to make peace with you, don't just walk away and say, okay, we tried, it didn't go, move on to the next city. No. If you don't start a war with them, they're going to start up with you. And therefore, once you offer them peace and they said no, you must continue and start a war with them and make a siege around them. Says Rashi, Vim lo yisashlim imoch, ve'osesso imcho milchomo. They will start a war with you. The Torah is telling you, once they disagree to make peace with you, they will end up waging war against you if you just leave them. And therefore you have no choice but to make a siege. Even if that siege means you'll end up starving them to death and making them die of thirst and making them die of sicknesses. Posuk Yud Gimel Unesono Adonai Elohecho Miyodecho V'Hikiso Es Kol Zechucho Lefi Chorev. If you did everything I told you to do when you go out to war, you did it properly, you're guaranteed that Hashem will give them into your hands, you will win the war. And when you do, kill out all the males. As we'll soon see, all the gedolim, not the ktanim. The ktanim males, you're allowed to keep alive. It says, Rashi, unesono Hashem elokecha biyodecho, imosisa kol ha'omu bo'inyan. Namely, what we saw in the last topic, and in this topic, how Klal Yisrael wages war, soif shehashem noisna biyodcho. Hashem will give them into your hands.
Posuk Yudalet Rak Anoshim Ve'atav Ve'habehimo Ve'choyl Asher Yihyeh Vo'ir Kol Shalolo Tavoy Zloch Ve'ochal Toez Shalalo Yevecho Asher Nosan Adoino Yaloi Hecho Loch.
All the grown-up men you have to kill, but the women and all the children, boys and girls, and the animals and everything in the city, all the loot you're allowed to take for yourself, and you should enjoy taking the loot of your enemies that Hashem has given you. As Rashi v'ataf, children, aftaf shel zchorim, this includes the male children. Ay, yumanim ekayim, how do I fulfill the previous pasuk? You have to kill all the males. There it is. V'kisa is called zechura. Umani mekayim as v'kisa is called zechura. How do I fulfill that pasuk? Big doilim. That's talking about grown-ups. Pasuk tezvav. Now the pasuk tells you what war are we talking about over here. Kein ta'aseh l'chol he'orim arachoy koiz mimecho me'oid asher lo yimei ha'goyim ho'eile heino. This is the procedure of a war only by the far cities, not in Eretz Yisrael, not from the cities of the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael that you're meant to destroy, and you don't have to seek out peace with them at all. Rak mehorei ho'amim ho'eile, asher adoino yaloyecho noseim lechon nachalo, lo yusechaye kol neshamo. From the cities of these nations that Hashem is giving you to inherit, you may not leave anybody alive. Rather, כי אחרים תחרימים, החיטי והאמורי, הכנעני והפריזי, החיבי והיבוסי, כאשר ציווך אדוני אלוהיך. You have to completely annihilate them, men, women, and children of all the nations. Chiti, Amuri, Knani, Prizi, Chivi, and Yevusi. We're missing one, says Rashi. Kashel Tzivecho, Lerabui, says HaGilgoshi. There's another one. And why is Gilgoshi not mentioned? Sisirachomim sends us to Rashi in Parashas Kisisa that says that Gilgoshi ran away before we came. But if you should happen to find some of them among the other nations, you have to annihilate them completely. Posuk Yud Ches Leman Asher Lo Yelamdu Eschem La'asois Kechulto Yavoisom Asher Asu Le'Eloyehem V'achat Osehem L'Adoino Yeloyehem. And why am I commanding you that the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael have to completely destroy? In order that they shouldn't teach you to do all their disgusting things that they do for their gods, and you will end up learning and from them. And v'chato sem l'Hashem elokeichem, you'll be sinning towards Hashem. It says Rashi leman asher lo yalamdu hoim osu tshuva umizgairin atorah shelekablom. If the only reason is that you have to kill them out so they shouldn't teach you these bad things, make a diuk. But if they did tshuva and they became geirim, then you're allowed to keep them. You're allowed to keep them alive. You'll ask, if they became geirim, then they're Jewish. Of course you keep them alive. You're not allowed to kill them. The Sif Zachachom has two terutzim to this kasha. Either when it says misgeirim, we're talking about a geir toishov. He's not a geir tzedek. He's not a full-fledged Jew. A geir toishov is mekabel to not be over the way to zore, and to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach. That's enough to keep them alive, because they no longer will teach you to avoid some asher osu le'eloyeihem. That's the first pshat. The second pshat, we're really talking about Geirei Tzedek. Why would I think that I can kill them? Because maybe their tshuva is, Geirus is not a real tshuva in Geirus. They're just doing it Mehira because they're afraid of being killed, and that doesn't count as a Geirus. Kamash Malon, we're not choshesh for that. If they became Geirim, they became Geirim, and you're allowed to keep them alive. Ad kan, the 15th topic of Parsha Shoivtim, when fighting a Melchemes Reshus outside Eretz Yisrael, first you have to offer peace, and only then can you wage war. And the difference between a Melchemes Reshus and a Melchemes Mitzvah, namely a Melchemes Reshus, you kill out only the grown-up men, the women, and all the children are kept alive, as opposed to the Melchemes Mitzvah, that you have to fully annihilate them.